he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to Scripture, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. And after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me as to one abnormally born, for I am the least of the apostles and don't even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. I love Easter Sunday. Awesome. The Gospels tell us that Pilate and the religious authorities have put an awful lot of effort into sealing and guarding the tomb. You've read those accounts in the Gospels, and they were trying to ensure that Jesus stayed well and truly dead and buried. Well, what a waste of effort that was. Don't you think? Definitely. He didn't stay dead. Hallelujah. He is alive. Sunday morning, an empty tomb, and this angel saying, he's risen. He's not there. See the place where they laid him. Gone. Go and tell his disciples and Peter. And Peter. Don't forget Peter. Because he's going ahead of you, just as he said he would, and he's going to meet you. And I love the detail in the angel's words to Mary, to the women. I love the detail. Go tell his disciples, and don't forget Peter. Don't forget Peter. And as heaven engages in this mega world-changing event of death and resurrection of the Son of God, and this is huge, and the angels are all about the business of God, and there is nevertheless room, there's room for the anguished plight of one man, broken and grieved by his own failure and betrayal in this story of the cross. Tell Peter. Make sure you tell Peter. This new era of the reign of Jesus, this new beginning, starts with this remarkably lovely act of grace by naming an individual in deep pain, deep hurts, deep distress. And I love the fact that this is included right at the beginning of the resurrection narrative. It gives me huge hope personally, because I also, in my attempted following of Jesus, I mess up and I let him down so much. I really do. And to know that at the beginning of this resurrected ministry of Jesus, there is space for the likes of Peter. Paul touches on the same theme in 1 Corinthians 15, and he summarizes this whole story, and he says, Jesus appeared to Peter, he appeared to 12, he appeared to 500, he appeared to James, and last of all, he appeared to me. To me. And I'm the least of the apostles. I don't even deserve to be called an apostle. And Paul feels the enormity of this journey that he's traveled as well, that the grace of God just being lavished on him. And he'd done terrible things by persecuting the church. He'd do that for me? Easter. Grace, forgiveness, new beginnings. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. On Good Friday, I mentioned the two bowls of water in the Easter story. First, in John's Gospel, there's the bowl that Jesus uses to wash the feet of his disciples following that final meal together. And he's thinking to himself, how can I show them what the new way should look like? How can I get it through and into this group of men who've been vying for positions of authority? How can I make them understand that it's about grace? And he takes a bowl of water. He probably didn't have soap as we have it, but he would have taken something similar. And he goes to wash the feet of his disciples. Do we have a willing volunteer? It's all right, Joe, I'm not coming your way. You're okay. Thank you, Yvonne. Do you want to pop your foot in that bowl? And he goes round the room, which I won't do this morning, and he washes the feet of his disciples. And in this act of service, Jesus kind of turns the whole notion of authority upside down. He turns our notions of leadership upside down, power upside down, and he gives a new commandment to these people, because he's got their attention now. A new commandment: love one another. On his knees, with just a bowl of water and a towel, the Son of God offers the whole world a vision of what humanity can be when grace and love take their proper place in our lives. When he finished, Jesus says this. He says, do you understand what I've done for you? Do you understand what I've done? You call me teacher. You call me Lord. And rightly so, because that's what I am. But now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I've done for you. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. And now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them, if you live out of these values, if you follow Jesus's way. Follow his way. But there's another bowl of water, isn't there, in the Jesus story. In the Easter story, there's another bowl of water. And it's the bowl that Pilate uses to wash his hands of Jesus, to turn away and say, I want no part of this. I want no part of this at all. And we know about this picture of humanity as well. We know how easy and tempting it is to avoid responsibility, to pass the buck, to look the other way, to serve our own interests first, to abandon others and let them pay the price. No love, no grace. And it's not hard to see which of those two positions Paul and Peter might associate themselves with based on their actions against Jesus. And I can't begin to imagine the emptiness felt by Peter and the disciples during Easter Saturday. Now what? What happens next? What do we do? Where do we go from here? And then the angel's words come into their lives, into their stories. And the answer is this: he is risen. He's not here. Go and see the place where they laid him. Peter, the angel mentioned you specifically by name. I am to tell you that it's okay. That Jesus is going ahead of you. And Easter is just awesome, isn't it? It's just awesome. That the servant king makes room in his story for anybody that would have their name written into it. He's risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. Go and tell his disciples and tell, and you can put your own name in there. You can put your own name in. And I think it's great to celebrate. And it's great to remember our calling as Easter people and the King that we follow. The King who turns the values upside down. The King who led the way in grace and serving and calls us to follow him in this way. Hallelujah. He is risen. Risen indeed. Let's just watch a little video clip together. This one is called Empty.